What's up, guys? This episode is brought to you by our favorite budgeting app, Every Dollar. Rachel and I love Every Dollar because it is the easiest way to take control of your money, build the right habits, and make progress on your goals. You can download it for free on the App Store or Google Play today.
Hey, guys, I'm Rachel Cruz.
I'm George Camel.
And this is
Smart Money Happy Hour.
Cheers, George.
Cheers. She's salty. Wow, that's good, though. That's good.
So this is the show with two friends who have to be money.
I feel like Zoolander.
So this is the show where two friends who happen to be money experts talk about what you're talking about. Everything from pop culture, current events, and money.
Is there anything you just don't know anything about, Rachel?
Cars.
Like finance, politics, pop culture, history. What's something you truly like? Someone brings this topic up, you're like, I'm out because of your cluelessness.
It might be history. Remember, I thought Picasso was in like the 1500s.
Which is fair. But, you know, we all have our blind spots.
Yeah. And for some people, it's financial literacy.
That's something I would hope to terms, know about.
It's like the offense and defense of money, right? These terms are thrown out. Net worth, asset allocation. You know, like these like just terms. And for some people, they don't know where to start. So we're going to break it all down this episode, George.
That's right, we are. That's what today's about, financial terms and concepts you need to know. So nobody likes to know it all, Rachel. Just want to remind you.
No, we don't. Humility is, what, am I a know-it-all? Why'd you look at me like that?
Yeah.
What?
We're going to mildly embarrass ourselves by attempting a round of random trivia, courtesy of producer Skylar. Mm. So we're going to start with the non-financial terms, just so that we have a dose of humility, because we're going to nail the financial ones, but we're not that smart. So it's going to be a wild and humbling time. But first, Rachel, let me let you know what we're sipping on here, in case you're wondering what this...
Yeah, it's really pretty.
Is that all the nice things you can say about it?
It's limey.
Okay.
And salty. So it gives margarita vibes.
It's a mocktail. Huh. So feed this to your children at home to get their sodium for the month. And enjoy this mocktail margarita. We'll give you the rating and reveal the cost per glass at the end of the episode. Let me take another sip just to really get a vibe.
Let me say, I will say this. It is very hard to make a mocktail margarita.
It hits.
When you don't have tequila, though. Like,
take another sip.
That's a tough sell.
Close your eyes. You're on the beach. You poured salt water in here.
It is really salty.
It's good, though. I like it.
Yep. We're going to do it.
And there's a trend going on social media. I'll fill you in, Rachel. There are these people that go around asking funny man on the street type questions, and they ask basic things that people should know.
Oh.
And the answers are fairly shocking. And I want to test you. Do you know all seven continents off the top of your head?
Okay, we got Asia, Africa, North America, South America, Antarctica, Europe, and Australia. Yeah. That's some public education for you.
How about this one? Let's throw a little curveball. You know the capital, Rhode Island?
Providence, Rhode Island. Oh my gosh. Yes.
How good do you feel?
I feel so good right now. Bring on. Are we doing a quiz? Is this what I hear in this episode?
It.
Let's do it. Give it to us, Skylar. I'm ready.
Are you ready for the Skylar quiz?
Okay, and then we're going to do 1, 2, 3, and we answer. Don't look at your paper, George.
Oh, okay. I'm not looking.
George. Cover up your paper.
All right, so we're going to do a quick speed round.
Eyes closed, head bowed.
Okay. And we're going to go 1, 2, 3, and then we both answer. Okay, go.
Correct. Which U.S. president was a licensed bartender?
1, 2, 3. Roosevelt?
It was Abraham Lincoln.
Lincoln?
What?
They didn't have licensed
bartenders
back
then. I don't believe it. Okay, keep going.
What is Barbie's little sister's name?
1, 2, 3.
Margaret.
Skipper.
Margaret.
What's Barbie's last name?
She didn't have one.
But she has a sister?
Skipper, yes. Skipper.
All right, next one. What was the name of Ramsey's board game?
Back your way.
1, 2, 3.
George. 1, 2,
play
3.
You're doing a countdown. It's every man for himself.
Wow, fine. Here we go.
The unicorn is the national animal of which country?
Iceland.
Netherlands.
Scotland.
Oh.
Wow. What a special...
It all felt right.
What a special... What a special animal.
Yeah.
Special. There's so many real animals they could choose.
Scotland, though.
Why choose a mythical creature?
I wouldn't have guessed that one.
Our last question is, what was the Ramsay Show originally called?
Oh, I love it. Can we do it at the same time?
Do you know it?
3, 2, 1. The Money Game.
Nice.
I still love that name.
It's a great, yeah, great name.
If there's anything we talk about on this show more than conspiracy theories and bougie beverages, it's things that can cost you lots of money.
That's right, George. But don't forget about my girl, T-Swift.
I never do. We do talk about her a lot, and she can also cost you a lot of money. But the one I actually want to mention is identity theft.
Right, because George, you've had your identity stolen before. That must have been terrible.
Yeah, it wasn't fun, Rachel. Thanks for bringing it up. I would put it in the don't recommend column. And that's why we recommend Delete Me.
Delete Me scours the internet to scrub your personal info from hundreds of data broker websites.
And it's super easy to add family members to your account for tailored removal of their specific online footprints. Like the digital footprint your dad leaves when he opens that email telling him he won a very special prize. Don't sweat it, Gary. With Delete Me, you're protected from the risks of identity theft and online scams for maximum peace of mind.
So get 20% off your Delete Me plan when you go to joindeleteme.com/smartmoney. That's joindeleteme.com/smartmoney or click the link in the description. All right, George, back to more conspiracy theories, or at least I hope.
Let's play the money game, Rachel. It's our own money game. I'm going to ask you a question. You can toss one back to me, and one by one, we'll do our part to make sure all of the people out there can impress their parents and friends with their financial terminology.
Yeah, so we're going to go through some terminology, George.
All right.
And see how we're doing here, okay?
All right. Let's do this. I guarantee that people listening won't know at least a few of these, or at least know the full correct sort of definition.
Yeah.
And we'll make it fun and conversational. We're not going to go full Webster's on you.
Yeah. Okay. Let's go first. Number one, compound interest.
Oh, that's a good one. You hear about it a lot and you're like, that sounds good.
I hear it's
what
a good
it
thing. I'm not sure.
This is essentially the magic sauce that makes your money grow exponentially over time. And it's through the power of earning interest on top of your interest. So you start with 10,000, you earn 10%. Right? That's 1,000. Well, now you have 11,000 earning 10%, which is more than 1,000. And you see as that snowball starts to roll, it gains more snow.
Yeah.
That's the power of compound interest.
So when
interest.
You put money in, you're not just making money on just the money you put in. Over time, you make money on the growth of that money too. So it is. It's like this.
Your money
makes
money.
Without you doing anything. Yeah, your money's making money. And it's a beautiful thing.
All right. Next.
Asset allocation.
Such a $10 word.
What
it almost bothers
what a
me.
Term.
How like it sounds so pretentious.
I know.
But here's all this is. It's the art of spreading your investments across different types of assets. When you think of an asset, think of stocks, bonds, real estate. And what this does is helps you manage risk and maximize your returns. So you've heard the term, you don't want all your eggs in one basket. That's what asset allocation is. It's
yes.
making sure that you have different types of assets. Like we say, mutual funds. You want 4 different types of mutual funds.
Yeah, and that's specifically in investing. But when we met with our Smart Investor Pro, they're always looking at our percentages too. Like how much is in your house, how much you have in retirement, how much you have just cash, right? So you do want to make sure there's a good amount spread out so that you're able to get to what you need to. But yet, if something goes down, usually the other market isn't. So yeah, it's a good allocation to have
risk
to kind of
management.
Spread around. Yeah, which
love
is good. Okay, stocks and bonds. George.
That's a fun one.
Stocks and bonds.
We hear about this a lot. It's a fun thing to say.
Throw
what
there.
Does it mean?
Stocks and bonds.
Well,
so stocks,
two sides of the investment coin. Really.
Yeah. So stocks, on one hand, is like you own a very small portion of a company. So if a company is publicly traded. And you buy a stock into it, then you own, I mean, realistically,
a tiny piece of that company.
0.0001% of it, right? But as that company grows, depending on how much money you have invested in it, you make more money. So that's the stock end of it.
Whereas bonds are a little more conservative. They don't have as big returns, but they also don't see the losses that stocks can
yeah, it's not the
have.
Ups and downs.
So, what's interesting is that bonds are actually debts. It's a debt instrument that governments can use or other corporations to basically give you an IOU. So they'll say, Rachel, buy one of our bonds and we'll pay you back with interest.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's sort of a more guaranteed investment, but it's not very impressive at the end of the day.
Yeah, you don't get a large return. The S&P 500, George.
Another buzzword.
I know.
That's a fun one.
Yeah.
Do you know what S&P stands for? Standard and Poor.
Standard and Poor. And so it's basically the measurement of the top 500 companies.
In the U.S.?
Yeah. So you have like the Dow Jones is one measurement, but the S&P, a lot of people like to look at.
The NASDAQ?
Yeah, the NASDAQ's another one.
That's a fun one to say.
So this is like tech companies, all this stuff, but the S&P is 500 largest companies. So you can really get a good picture of like what the S&P is doing is usually what the market's doing.
It's a good benchmark for how the economy is doing as a whole in America.
That's right. Cash flow.
Ooh, this is one that's used by a lot of like the gurus out there. It's a hot thing to say like, bro, cash, it's all about cash flow. We've all heard that. This is essentially the lifeblood of financial success. And so this is about the money coming in versus the money going out. And cash flow helps you build wealth. So a lot of people think cash flow in terms of passive income. So the cash flow from my rental property or my investment accounts.
Yep.
But cash flow for some people can just mean my income.
Yeah.
My take home pay.
Literally the cash coming in to you.
The flow of cash.
The flow of
cash. To you.
Yes. Let's go tax credits versus tax deductions.
Ooh.
So a tax credit will minimize your actual tax bill. So it's like, okay, you owe this much in taxes. Well, a tax credit will shrink that. Where a tax deduction shrinks your income on what you're on how you're taxed.
Oh, yeah. So the deduction is on the front end, credits on the back end.
Yeah, that's right. Let's go equity, George.
Ooh, also a fun one to talk about. This is essentially your ownership in something. So the equity you have in your house is how much of it you actually own compared to your mortgage, which is how much you don't own.
What you owe. Yep. And some people take their equity and borrow on it.
Don't do that.
And
but
do
it represents your ownership in an asset.
That's right. Rate of return, George. This is the scoreboard of investing. So basically measures how much your money is making. So, you know, average rate of return we always say is between 10 and 12% in the market. But when you look at it, this is how much percentage my money's making on itself. That's the rate of return.
I like that. And one of my favorites, Rachel, the rule of 72.
Oh, that's a good one.
This is an interesting one. This is sort of a nifty mental shortcut that will show you how long it will take for an investment to double. And the way it works is you calculate by dividing 72 by the rate of return. So for example, let's say the rate of return is 10%. Well, you take the rule of 72. That means that your money would double every 7.2 years. So it's a fun way to think about. If the market does 10%, my money, my $200,000 in my 401k would double to $400,000 within
every seven years
if I get an average rate of return of 10%.
Yeah. Term life insurance, George.
That's
life
a hot
insurance,
topic.
You guys, is a it's a must, but there's different products of life insurance out there. So you got whole life, universal life, term life. So term life is only for a term.
A specific amount of time.
15-year, 20-year term, 10-year term, you get to pick. It's usually the least expensive option out there. And our goal for you guys is to be self-insured, to get to a point where you don't owe anyone anything. You're paying off debt. You have good investments. So when it gets to that point that you're like, oh, I may not even need life insurance because I have no debt and tons of investments, anyone that is dependent upon me is going to be fine. They're going to be taken care of. So that's the goal. That's one reason the whole life insurance is like a... That's one point, but there's a lot of others because it's very expensive. Don't mix your investments and your insurance, which like a whole life would or even a universal life. So term life insurance, it's the way to go. Go to XanderInsurance.com. It's awesome. That's where Winston and I get our insurance.
I get mine through them too.
Yep. It's
great.
But get life insurance, you guys. Get life insurance.
That's good. A lot of helpful terms here.
George,
we could go
I don't
all
know.
Day.
How was that pop quiz? What do you think?
I think we did pretty good. I think some of those people at least go, I need to look into that. I didn't fully understand it, or I've never understood it that simply. So we try to keep the cookies on the bottom shelf for you all. And Rachel, if anyone wants to know more about these and you don't want to just Google around, our website, RamseySolutions.com, we have tons of articles that break these down in real simple ways. And I hope it helps. I use them sometimes to re-educate myself on what's going on and what the deep dives are on these terms. So check it out. RamseySolutions.com is such a great place. We have calculators to help you, tons of articles, Financial Peace University. All of these are meant to educate you and empower you on your financial journey.
All right, George, it's almost the end of the episode. And we close out every episode with...
Guilty as charged.
And this is where our producer, Skylar, gives us a new guilty as charged question every week. And if we are guilty, we take a sip. Skylar.
This is from a listener, Ellen Dunlap 10. And Ellen is asking, have you ever cut someone off in traffic and then regretted it?
Oh,
man.
Yeah.
I'm sure I have. Do you know what I do? I kind of, I've heard this term. I think it's from my brother-in-law who used to live at close to Boston. Oh, we talk about this.
It's a Bostonian thing, aggressive
bullying,
driving.
Bullying. That's what he'd call it. Just like you kind of bully your way in. If you got to get in, you got to
kind of keep just nudging.
Nudge. You got to keep going. And then I do the like sweet, like, thank you. Thanks.
Rachel gets away with it.
Yeah. I'm a happy cutter offer if I have to. Oh, I really try not to though. And I hate when people like tailgate you.
Oh, yeah. So frustrating. Well, I used to do this more, but there's serious road rage in America today. And
scared.
I'm not like some people are willing to just risk their entire life in order to get back at you. And that's why I don't do it anymore. But there was one time driving to New York with my brother. He's sleeping in the passenger seat.
Yeah.
And I, I had to get in before the toll at the turnpike in New Jersey turnpike.
The turnpikes.
And I cut a guy off. And so what he did, he hard brake checked me so fast that I almost slammed into him after that.
Oh my gosh.
And so, yeah, my brother woke up the hard way on that one.
George.
Almost hit his head on the windshield. So I learned my lesson from that.
Wow.
Don't cut people off.
Don't cut people off.
Yeah.
Even up in New Jersey.
Especially in New Jersey. Those people have nothing to lose. Not a lot going for them.
I'm
kidding. I love New Jersey. I have friends in New Jersey. Ibu's from New Jersey. And she made this drink, which is very salty, much like the people of New Jersey. Might as well call this the Jersey Shore.
Jersey.
That's my new name for Ibu's Mocktail Margarita.
Jersey. I love people from Jersey.
Salty, much like the Jersey
so
Shore.
So good. Oh, wow. Love it, love it. All right. You were loving this mocktail. Look at this. Who finished
like
their
salt.
Drink first?
It was like a cold soup. It was like a gazpacho. It was so much sodium.
So
okay. Here's what's in the mocktail margarita, Rachel. Can you guess what's in it?
Salt.
Number one ingredient on the board.
Ding!
What's your rating for today's drink?
Ibu, I'm so sorry. I'm going to go 4 out of 10.
It's fair, it's honest, it's balanced.
Yeah. Well, you're going like 10 out of 10, George.
I'm going to go 6 out of 10.
Okay.
I think there's something I like about the pain. You know what I mean? Every time I take a sip,
your insides
I'm like,
just like shriveling
I'm getting stronger.
Up and just,
like my stomach is getting stronger.
Your body's just screaming, water.
Yeah.
Water.
I'm destroying the lining of my stomach by drinking this, but it will make me stronger in the end.
Just pain is beauty, George. Just
that's
keep going.
Right.
Keep
so,
going.
That's my rating. Cost breakdown, though, very affordable. An affordable way to get your sodium, $1.23 per glass.
Yep. And hey, I've been on a health kick, and sodium is the new thing.
Element packets. You have those?
Yes. Electrolytes, yeah. Salt,
not a sponsor,
sodium.
But reach out, Element.
People are, they're all about the sodium these days.
Apparently
so.
We're not getting enough. I thought we were getting too much.
Well, that's what the government wants you to think. I'm just kidding. The government's like, don't use butter. Use butter. They're like,
don't use butter.
Cholesterol in the eggs. Eat eggs. It has good protein.
So whatever the government says not to do, Rachel's like,
do it. Get in the sun. Yes. It is true. I'm on a rebellious kick for my health.
Wow.
Wow, that was very strong. I don't know if I'm that passionate about it. But I do know sodium.
The government's like, pay your taxes. And Rachel's like, I'll never pay my taxes.
No, I do. I'm honest there.
Okay, here's the ingredients.
Oh, I thought you already said
it. It's not just salt.
Oh, okay. That's what
Rachel thought it was just salt. No.
Go.
There's lime juice.
Yeah.
You can taste that.
Yes.
There's lemon juice.
Oh, okay.
Simple syrup.
Wow, a little sweetness.
Could use maybe a little more of that. Club soda, add a little zip and zang.
Did you put in simple syrup? She didn't put in simple syrup.
You didn't add simple syrup?
I did.
Oh, you did. Okay, just a little.
And finally, and most importantly, pink Himalayan salt.
Which we're tasting.
I feel like I'm in the Himalayas right now. It's in my mouth.
Just eating salt off a mountain.
Salty air of the mountains.
Oh, man.
That's
so
pretty good, though.
So good. Well, George, it's closing time.
Sad.
You guys, thanks for being here for the old pop quiz.
Can I be honest with you, Rachel?
Learning some
people
stuff.
Are mad at you.
Why?
The listeners. Because the show is called Smart Money Happy Hour, and you only go like 30 minutes. They want a full hour.
You're a co-host.
You call the shots.
I know. And they talk about me moving my hair. I do move my hair a lot. I'm sorry. So all of you know, we read the comments. I see you. I hear you. I feel you. It is what it is. So. All right, so make sure to subscribe, leave a review, We're here for you guys, and we'll see you next Thursday on an all-new episode of
Salt Money Happy Hour.